The 2014 race for Arkansas governor shifted again yesterday. Former Lieutenant Governor Bill Halter announced he would withdraw from the race for the Democratic nomination, leaving former Arkansas Congressman Mike Ross as the presumptive party nominee. There is speculation Bill Halter will now enter another race, perhaps seeking a congressional seat. Roby Brock covers Arkansas politics and business for Talk Business Arkansas. He joins me to discuss what the Halter announcement means for the 2014 political landscape. Roby, don't sleep on Arkansas politics. It'll change.
I was at a orthodontist appointment with my young 10-year-old yesterday when Bill Halter made his announcement. So my phone's blowing up and my kid was screaming in the background. So it was quite a juggling act there to get that news out.
Well, this is not 100% unexpected. There had been discussion about this very move.
Yeah, Bill Halter has been very quiet and hard to find for the last couple of weeks, really ever since Mike Ross's campaign finance report came out earlier in the month of July, where it just showed he raised almost $2 million, clearly had the backing of the Democratic establishment in the state of Arkansas, and just did so much better than anyone really could have calculated in terms of fundraising. I think Bill Halter's a smart politician. He reads poll numbers well. He reads the political tea leaves pretty well. And I think that he looked at that, looked at the establishment support and the amount of money that Mike Ross raised and knew that to compete, it was going to have to come out of his own personal pocket and would result in a very divisive primary for the Democrats. I think that he made a move that was probably, could be best summarized as, I'll live for another day.
Well, and the conventional wisdom is that unlike when Bill Halter challenged Blanche Lincoln for the Democratic nomination, took that to a runoff, now Mike Ross has this clear path that helps Mike Ross immensely politically.
Well, it helps him politically in that he doesn't have to go through that bruising primary. The big takeaway for Mike Ross is that $2 million that he raised for the primary election, he can now spend in the general election. And that gives him just an automatic cash advantage over his Republican challengers. Presumably, Asa Hutchinson is going to be the GOP nominee if things go according to how political pundits predict. But that's a huge fundraising advantage for Mike Ross to have that money in the bank. He's got his foot on the gas pedal. He's still raising money from everybody that I talk to. It's relentless in terms of pursuit. And so I think that that's the really the big benefit for Mike Ross.
You mentioned the GOP nomination. Asa Hutchinson, of course, is the front runner. You do have Curtis Coleman, who is running, and State Representative Deborah Hobbs. Is there any reason to think Asa Hutchinson will not be the nominee?
I think that he will, and I don't mean to torpedo the hopes of anyone else supporting those other candidates, but he just has really strong name ID, and the bulk of the Republican primary is going to be fought and won in Northwest Arkansas, where Asa Hutchinson represented that district in Congress for a number of years. And it's just very difficult to overcome high name ID like that. And so Asa Hutchinson has a huge name ID advantage, and he is doing better fundraising than the other two candidates in that race. And so I think you still have to attack him with front runner status for the GOP nomination. And the question mark now is how competitive would a general election be between Mike Ross and Asa Hutchinson? We had done a poll earlier this year that put Asa Hutchinson up by 5 percentage points over Mike Ross. That's not a whole lot of breathing room. And quite frankly, money closes that gap real quick, and Mike Ross is winning the money race.
Was there anybody that you know of that was wanting Bill Halter to stay in that tried to get his ear and say, don't get out, we'd like you to seek the nomination?
I think that there are some Democrats who are not comfortable with the conservatism or the moderateness of a Mike Ross. They want the Democratic Party in Arkansas to more closely mirror the National Democratic Party in some instances and be more left of center and liberal on some policies. You saw Mike Ross pivot early on in his announcement to talk about women's rights and reproductive rights and some things like that that were a little contrary and contradictory to his previous votes. And so I do think that there is a faction of the Democratic Party that would like to see someone with a little bit more yellow dog Democrat, not necessarily blue dog Democrat like Mike Ross is, But the bulk of Democrats in Arkansas are moderate to conservative, and I think Mike Ross represents them more than the liberal wing of the party.
We have not heard the last, however, of Bill Halter, have we?
I don't think so. His statement on Monday was very open-ended. There was no mention of what his political future might hold. There's been a lot of speculation that he might pivot into the second congressional district race against incumbent Republican Tim Griffin. That would be interesting because Bill Halter, really the strength of his fundraising connections, it didn't showcase itself in the governor's race, but he has more of a national network of supporters and I think could tap into people that want to see the balance of power shifted in Congress. I think he'd have a national network of potential fundraising donors and be a pretty dangerous candidate for Tim Griffin to have to handle. That would be a pretty stellar race, and I think it would be one where we'd see a lot of money spent on both sides on that one.
What does a candidate who withdraws and has raised money, can you keep that for a future race for so long a time?
There are some restrictions on it. If you raise money at the state level, you cannot transfer it to the federal level. And if you raise money at the federal level, you cannot transfer it to the state level. But you can go state to state, and you can go federal to federal. So, for instance, Tom Cotton has been raising a lot of money for his supposed congressional reelection bid. If he is to jump into the U.S. Senate race, he'll be able to transfer that money into U.S. Senate fund. I think what Bill Halter will probably do with the money that he's raised so far, and mind you, a lot of it was money he loaned personally to his campaign, he'll probably refund that to donors. He may keep some of it and dole it out to some of the organizations that you're allowed to give that money to, such as the Democratic Party of Arkansas. And I have a question that I don't know the answer to on this, Kyle, and that is he may be able to pay off some lieutenant governor's campaign debt that he's been carrying for a number of years. There is no time limit on that debt carry, so I think he's got several options, and it is a question that we are trying to get the answer to. The campaign really didn't want to talk about anything else yesterday other than he was getting out of the race, so those questions have gone unanswered so far.
Finally, The first two people who have now announced for the Democratic nomination for governor, Attorney General Dustin McDaniel, out, and the day he went out, Bill Halter was in. So the first two who have announced are out. You do get the sense, though, that any other major shift in candidacies in either party would be a big story. I think we are where we expect to be in November now. Oh, you're pausing.
Well, I mean, I still think there's some movement. I still think there's a couple of more dominoes to fall. I think the governor's race is pretty settled. I do think Mike Ross stays in. I think Asa Hutchinson stays in, and, you know, there could be some movement there. If he has a very lousy third quarter of fundraising, I think that is going to give pause to of concern to some of the Republican establishment. Do we have the right candidate in that race? I can't name you anybody that would be a stronger candidate, but I think it's going to open up that uncertainty if Asa Hutchinson does not have a good third quarter of fundraising. And then I mentioned Tom Cotton earlier. I think if Tom Cotton gets into the Senate, as is expected to happen sooner rather than later, that creates this domino shift of potentially Lieutenant Governor Mark Dar moving into a fourth district race for Congress. So you've got the congressional seat open up, and if Mark Dar makes that move, that opens up the Lieutenant Governor's race. And so I think you do have some musical chairs that can happen. So I don't think we're settled on everything. I think we may be on the governor's race, and I think if Cotton gets in as expected, the Senate race is pretty certain. But down ballot, we're going to see, I think we still have some juggling to do.
All right. Roby Brock covers Arkansas politics and business for Talk Business Arkansas. You can follow him on the web, on television, just about everywhere. Roby, thank you so much for your time.
Great to be with you, Kyle.